Salut tout le monde, vous écoutez le Verbcast de Partners in Excellence et il est mardi de la troisième semaine. It's week 3 and we're on to our third tense. Over the 4 weeks of the course, you'll be covering 4 tenses in total and we're already over halfway there. Everything this week is fairly straightforward too and today we'll continue with the imperfect tense. Un petit bonjour déjà à tous nos auditeurs du monde entier. I've just had an email from Sébastien, who runs the French podcast, who mentioned the Verbcast on his show. So, bonjour to everyone joining us, having listened to Sébastien's podcast. Of course, we're keeping the details of the Verbcast a bit of a secret just for the time being, but if you're listening in anyway, then you're very welcome. We'll be going public with all the information about this experimental podcast in a couple of weeks' time. In the meantime, find out more about the PIE project at our website, www.pie.org.uk. Let's get straight into today's programme. Remember that the best way to learn with the Verbcast is by making yourself comfortable, putting on headphones and shutting out the rest of the world. When you feel comfortable, close your eyes. Start to breathe more slowly. In and out. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. In and out. You are now going to empty your mind. Allow your mind to go completely blank. Focus on your breathing if it helps. Imagine you're sitting at the water's edge at a deserted beach in the south of France. The water is warm and the waves are gently coming in and out. As you breathe in, the water rolls in and covers your legs. As you breathe out, the waves recede. Keep thinking of this as we count down from 10 to 1. 10 9 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1 Yesterday, we were talking about the imperfect tense. We were looking primarily at regular ER verbs. And we were learning about the uses of the imperfect. We were talking. We were looking at. We were learning. These are all imperfect tenses. Today, we're going to think a bit more about the uses of the imperfect tense, and then learn the regular RE and IR verb conjugations. When I was recording yesterday's Verbcast, the sun was shining. The birds were singing. My sons were playing in the garden. When the English form is was or were doing something, then the French verb is always in the imperfect. Let's continue this description. When I was recording yesterday's Verbcast, the trees were blowing gently in the breeze. One or two clouds were floating in the sky. Still all makes sense? These are all ongoing actions. My neighbour was mowing his lawn. Now, note the difference there. Yesterday, we said that my neighbour switched on his lawnmower. A single action which interrupted the ongoing action. In this case, I've said my neighbour was mowing his lawn. This is a simultaneous ongoing action to my recording the Verbcast. You following all this? Okay, now I'm going to add a few more descriptions in. While I was recording the Verbcast, I wasn't feeling very well. I had a sore throat. The weather was warm, but I was feeling cold. I was in my office at home. My window was open. I was wearing jeans and a t-shirt. my jeans were blue. Now, I'm sure that you're not really interested in what colour my jeans were while I was recording the Verbcast. The point of all this is that all those descriptions in the past would use the imperfect tense. Although they're not was doing or were doing, they're still descriptions in the past. And that's the other main situation where you use the imperfect. So most of the time, the imperfect is used to describe people, places, colours, clothes, hair, weather, and feelings in the past. Pretty much anything you're describing in the past, if it's a repeated state, then you would use the imperfect. There are obviously one or two exceptions, as with everything in languages, but for the time being, if you think of the imperfect as a descriptive tense in the past, you'll be doing well. So, to recap, the imperfect is used as a descriptive tense in the past. It is also used to indicate ongoing actions. For example, was doing, were thinking, was eating, etc. Enough about when to use it. Let's talk about how to form it. We've already covered the ER verbs in the imperfect. Do you remember the endings? I'll say the pronoun and you give the ending. Remember, you take off the ER of the infinitive to give you the stem and then add the endings. Je. A-I-S. Tu. A-I-S. Il. A-I-T. Nous. I-O-N-S. Vous. I-E-Z. Il plural. A-I-E-N-T. Now it's time to look at IR and RE verbs in the imperfect. As we go through the IR verbs, you should remember to use your cerebral screen. Remember that you also need to switch on your blue haze early morning screen. The birds were singing. The grass was covered in dew. The sun was rising. It was fresh, but was going to be a nice day. This is your special imperfect cerebral screen. Now, with IR verbs in the present tense, you added an extra ISS in the middle of certain parts. You do this for all parts of the imperfect tense. Let's go through finir now. Je finissais. F-I-N-I-S-S-A-I-S. Tu finissais. F-I-N-I-S-S-A-I-S. Il finissait. F-I-N-I-S-S-A-I-T. Nous finissions. F-I-N-I-S-S-I-O-N-S. Vous finissiez. F-I-N-I-S-S-I-E-Z. Il finissait. F-I-N-I-S-S. A-I-E-N-T. Now, remembering to put every verb into the correct part of your blue haze cerebral screen, let's now conjugate it again. Je finissais. Top left. I-S-S-A-I-S. Je finissais. Tu finissais. I-S-S-A-I-S. Middle left. Tu finissais. Il finissait. I-S-S-A-I-T. Bottom left. il finissait. Nous finissions. ISSIONS. Top right. Nous finissions. Vous finissiez. ISSIEZ. Vous finissiez. Middle right. Il finissait. ISSAIENT. Bottom right. Il finissait. Let's just test your knowledge of finir. How would you say I was finishing? Je finissais. What about we were finishing? Nous finissions. Remember that the conjugation is the same for all regular IR verbs. So you have abolir, to abolish, conjugated as j'abolissais, tu abolissais, il abolissait, nous abolissions, vous abolissiez, ils abolissaient, and so on. Let's now move on to RE verbs. They are even easier because they're pretty much identical to ER verbs. You take off the ending of the infinitive and add the imperfect endings. Let's look at vendre. Je vendais. V-E-N-D-A-I-S. Tu vendais. V-E-N-D-A-I-S. Il vendait. V-E-N-D-A-I-T. Nous vendions. V-E-N-D-I-O-N-S. Vous vendiez. V-E-N-D-I-E-Z. Ils vendaient. V-E-N-D-A-I-E-N-T. Let's run through this again, this time remembering to project the verbs into the correct part of your blue haze cerebral screen. Je vendais. A-I-S. Top left. Je vendais. Tu vendais. A-I-S. Middle left. Il vendait. Bottom left. A-I-T. Nous vendions. I-O-N-S. Top right. Nous vendions. Vous vendiez. I-E-Z. Middle right. Nous vendiez. Vous vendiez. Il vendait. A-I-E-N-T. Bottom right. Il vendait. Let's check how much you remember now about the imperfect tense. How would you say I was selling from vendre? Je vendais. What about you, plural, were finishing? Vous finissiez. And he was speaking. Il parlait. How would you say we were eating? Nous mangions. You, singular, were working. Tu travaillais. What about the girls were singing? Les filles chantaient. That's enough for today, so let's count up from 1 to 10, and when we reach 10, your eyes will open and you will be completely awake and feel full of energy. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 Well done! You've now learned almost everything you need to know about the imperfect tense. Tomorrow we'll tidy up some loose ends and talk about the irregularities of the imperfect, which are really straightforward, and in most cases, common sense. Let's go through all three irregular conjugations of the imperfect tense with some music. Je parlais. Tu parlais. Il parlait. Nous parlions. Vous parliez. Il parlait. On te finir. Je finissais. Tu finissais. Il finissait. Nous finissions. Vous finissiez. Il finissait. On te vendre. Je vendais. Tu vendais. Il vendait. Nous vendions. Vous vendiez. Il vendait. Voilà les verbes d'aujourd'hui. We'll be back tomorrow with more verbs. You'll be tested in the imperfect with your SMS quizzes later today and tomorrow. In the meantime, it's time to say merci, au revoir et à demain. You have been listening to the Verbcast from Partners in Excellence. Find out more about PIE at our website, www.pie.org.uk, and you can contact me, Mark Pendleton, about this podcast and our other language learning materials on verbcast@pie.org.uk.